The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing 1, 2. Testing 1, 2. I'm starting this thing because I got to take a nap. I was up bright and early with the oven repair man who came in and goes, "Oh, I thought it was you." And then I had to sit there uncomfortably and not talk to him, and then rushed him out of my house because I had to go to the bathroom. And as he's leaving, he goes, My son is going to be excited that I met you. So I gave him a $20 tip for fixing the oven. Then I ran out to his car with a signed CD, 141 IQ.
Oh, my God.
For his son. I said, give this to your son, 141 IQ. Although you can still get it on iTunes, 141 IQ. My next CD, 5, Rich Voss, 5, Roman numeral 5, is almost complete. I just don't know when to release it. I listened to it last night, the edited. I took out the hacky stuff, except there's one hacky bit in there.
There is? What is it?
About the peanut allergy. But it's not real.
Why
hacky?
Is that hacky?
Well, because so many people do peanut allergies, but I just did my perspective on it.
Just because other people do it doesn't mean it's hacky. It's hacky if that joke has been done before.
What do you mean? It's a hacky topic, don't you think? Peanut allergies?
I don't believe in hacky topics.
Oh, well, I kept it in.
I only believe in hacky jokes.
I took out, this was hacky.
To me, a hack joke is a joke that's been done a bit.
Okay, well, this one I took out, that was hacky. There was a lady.
I don't want to hear it.
No, there was a
lady. It makes me uncomfortable.
It won't. There was a lady in the audience, and I said, "What do you do?" And she said, "I work for Verizon." And then I said, "Can you hear me now?"
Oh.
I took that out.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny? That's hacky.
I would have laughed at that.
Huh?
Is it?
Everybody said, "Can you hear me now?"
I know, but it's so stupid that it's funny.
Well, I took it out.
Aw, that's silly to me, not hacky.
It wasn't good crowd work.
I think that's funny.
I know. If I'm going to put crowd work, it's got to be good. I told him to take it out.
Oh, my God. Okay, go get a badge. I got to get her a badge.
Hey. So, and now I'm going to tell you the inside design. You're going to like it. Anyhow, this weekend, why Bonnie's going to get Raina Pool badge. This weekend, Wednesday night, I'll be at Hard Rock Casino, Sioux City, Iowa, on Wednesday night. Hard Rock Casino, Sioux City, Iowa. Then Thursday through Sunday, I'll be at the Omaha, Nebraska Funny Bone. The Omaha Funny Bone, Thursday through Sunday, doing funny comedy. So the inside cover looks really cool. I should show it to you. I should show you how. Raina,
go play with Allie upstairs in your room.
The inside cover.
You could take that.
I have a bunch of pictures. Do you want me to show it to you? The inside cover of my new CD.
Uh-huh.
Raina, hand me my phone up there. Come here.
Please.
It's right up here on the counter.
God,
you're
annoying.
So cute. Who's annoying?
Me.
Why are you annoying?
Because I said please.
Well, are you correcting me again? Here, you read this while I look it up. Please. Please. I said please.
Oh, to me.
Yes.
Okay, guys, this is the My Wife Hates Me app and premium advertisement. Letting you know, not trying to just pretend like I am thought of saying it. I am reading it off of paper. We've got great news at Riotcast about the My Wife Hates Me podcast. First, we're excited to announce an exclusive My Wife Hates Me app for both iOS and Android that is available right now. Listen to new episodes streamed right to your mobile device, download them for offline use, share them with your friends, and more. The app is completely free and available now in the iTunes App Store and Google Play stores. Download the app now and take My Wife Hates Me with it wherever you go. Who'd want that just to have us? Right. You know what I don't have right now in my pocket? Bickering couple.
Right.
Now you can have a bickering couple wherever you go. Hear the soothing sounds of a marriage not your own falling apart.
All right. Are you done reading that?
So I bet it does make people feel better. They're like, oh, geez, I thought my marriage was shitty. It's not like this.
Are you doing? Are you done?
I'm still doing it.
Oh, get to
anyway.
Point.
You know, the truth of the matter is, you can't get enough of a different of someone else's marriage being shitty.
What else?
That's why
we
have over 200 hours of content.
Yeah,
if you go behind the wall. It's the launch of My Wife Hates Me Premium. With Premium, you get exclusive access to the entire podcast archive, which include over 200 episodes. You know what that means, folks? Over 4,000 fights. But all only like six topics. made myself laugh. In addition to the archives, premium members will get access to bonus episodes. I know you're so uncomfortable right now because you're like, I'm not talking. It's not about me. I've got a microphone in front of me.
No, I'm listening.
Here's the best part. My Wife Hates Me Premium is only $1.99 per month, not per day, not per week. Did anybody really think it was per day? Like, who would think that?
The same people that heard you say that last 10 times.
I've never said that particular thing. Yes. I said similar things. One might.
I've been
say
on
that's
radio.
Hacky, except I'm the only
I've
one
probably
saying.
Been on radio, like say Opie and Anthony and Opie and Jim, probably 100 times, and I've never repeated one thing.
Oh my God! Well, in your real life, you can't say that. Combine your premium subscription along with the free mobile app and get everything anytime, anywhere. Go to Riotcast. This is what now is listening time. Here's how you do it. You go to riotcast.com/mywifehatesme and click the Go Premium button to sign up now. Then you go to the App Store, get your mobile app, and then they work together just like Rich and I.
All right. And if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. You can get my CD, 141 IQ, still on Amazon. Now, here's the inside of my new CD cover. This is the back cover.
This is...
Look, hold on.
This is great radio.
That's the back.
You've done radio how many times?
That's the back where I'm sitting down with the tracks.
Yeah, that looks good.
Okay, and then those are the inside, those pictures.
Oh, I love it.
Isn't that cool with the set list and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
The new CD's really funny. 141, they're all... The last three are good. Yeah, still empty inside. Great reviews.
Oh my God, why are you using pictures of me in there?
I got two, that's all. 141 IQ.
Gross.
Good. Isn't that cool?
Yes.
No, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have a Starbucks card? Like a physical card?
I stole it from somebody. You, I think. I stole it from a gift bag.
Well, why don't you use it?
I do. There's only like a dollar left on it. I use it when I have to use it. I put in.
I have $50 on my app, my Starbucks app. This is some fascinating stuff, people.
We are going to get into.
And
this.
I can't remember my password to get into it because I got a new phone and it transferred. And so every time I email them to give me a new password, I put the new password in that they give me and it doesn't work. So now I don't know how. I've got like $50 just.
Well, go into Starbucks and tell them.
Go into Starbucks and tell them. Do you think that the person who makes you your coffee knows?
Talk to the manager.
Okay. Even the manager. I'm sure you have to call.
Well, call Starbucks headquarters.
I'm going to have to.
Corporate. You call Starbucks corporate.
Okay.
Look it up online.
I'm going to call Starbucks corporate.
God, I'm still having anxiety over this thyroid thing. I get my test done on
31st.
30th, when I get back. On the 30th, Tuesday. I get back Monday from... Then they'll test it to see if it's benign or malignant. And if it's thyroid cancer, people say it's easy to take care of, but I'm having major anxiety. It's tough to sleep. Well, I sleep on the couch at night, too, so I don't wake
Bonnie.
That's
not because of me.
No, I do it out of courteous.
Out of courteous.
Being courteous. I do it out of my friend courteous. I do it to be courteous. So I don't wake you up snoring. I had to get up early for the oven repair man. And we just bought a new refrigerator that's coming next week. We could have had it already, but Bonnie can't handle somebody coming here without me. Here.
I'd have to be here all day waiting.
No, they tell you between 8 and 12 or 1 and 5 or whatever. You could have got the refrigerator.
They're going to move the refrigerator out. It's going to be so disgustingly dirty back there.
I already cleaned it back there. I swept. It's just dirty.
I'm not like...
What?
I'm not going to...
I swept out there. But when they come, you got to empty the refrigerator so you could... They're not taking the food.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Wait, I have to transfer the food?
Yep.
Rich.
Yeah. So they better give you some time. Well, they'll probably come.
No, I'm just going to put it into bags beforehand and put it in the fridge. And then when they come, just boop, boop, boop.
What about the stuff in the freezer?
Hey, guess what?
What?
I can also go into bags, you fucking faggot.
Okay.
Yeah, I still use that word, folks. Never around my dad's.
Oh, that was your old bit? Oh, God.
I brought it back. Oh. I do it still sometimes.
Bonnie, with the misdirect. So you're going to L.A. this week? I think this is...
Yes.
I think this is the week you give up your marriage virginity.
What does that mean?
You have an opportunity to fool around this weekend.
Oh, my God. Do you really? Honestly, just things that go through your head?
Uh-huh.
There's, like, I could kill you. That's what you should be thinking about. If you really think, like, this marriage is on the rocks and something.
No, I don't think it's on the rocks. I just see movies and TV and
people. Oh, my God.
People.
Grow up. How many years of this do I have to endure? I'm being good and I don't even get any points
when are we
for
getting,
it.
When are we getting... What year is this we're getting married? We've been married 11 years? What's that?
Okay, wait till they're there.
I like how you put your little... I like your flower on your bathing suit. I like your bag. I like everything about except one thing I don't like. You want me to tell you what it is?
Is it you?
No. You want me to tell you what I don't like? That you didn't brush your hair.
I did.
She did. That's her hair brushed.
You could be the best looking girl in this house if you brush your hair.
No, I am.
You think you're the best looking
girl?
Number two.
Sorry.
I think she's number one. Look how beautiful she is.
Are you meeting us? She's asking you. Here, text her.
So, all right, let's pick this thing up. It's already at 11 minutes, 12 minutes. We haven't said nothing. Do you ever
already at 12 minutes? I feel like, oh my God, I thought we were almost done.
Don't you ever bring anything to the table? What do you got to say? What are you talking about? What about the movies we saw? Anything on?
Oh my God.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Did you talk about the fair? Going
I didn't
to
go.
The fair?
I didn't go to the fair.
Oh.
I didn't go. What's that, Raina? What is that?
A gift.
What's that gift, Bonnie?
Why is she doing that?
Let me see that gift. What is it?
It's like so you can give money to a charity.
Oh.
Not interested?
And I have my own. What fair? Talk about the fair if you want.
Talk about the fair.
Nobody
You're
cares about
the fair.
You're
a great interviewer. I hope that you, when you...
All right.
Like, no, seriously. Next time we get somebody big in, just be like, talk about yourself. That's your interview style.
Yeah. Who pretend you're someone famous and I'll interview you.
Okay.
Oh.
Meryl Streep, who do you want to be?
I won't tell you, I'm just a famous actor.
Actor or actress? Do an actress.
Why do you have so many bruises on me?
That is an actress, an actor. You don't. Yeah. I've always thought it was weird because they want to be called actors now, but that is the one job where,
no,
like...
They're actresses.
It is important to differentiate your sex.
Yes, because no one thinks...
You don't want to cast two dudes in a straight...
So you're an actress?
Romantic comedy.
You're an actor who's an actress?
No. No, I'm a female actor.
That's so.
Look,
so,
that's how it is.
It's so.
Welcome to the
so.
21st century, you right. old we have, fucking fug.
We have.
I can't. There's no words you can use anymore. You gotta make. We gotta make up some new. Can you get out of here, please? You're driving me bonkers.
Well, go sit in the living room. Scram.
Get out of here.
All right. You're sitting here singing
Leave
dumb
us alone.
Songs.
I'm trying to do a podcast.
Didn't you tell her we don't like her yesterday? What did you say to her?
I don't know.
You're dumb talking. Nobody even listens to it.
Really?
Really? Tell her, talking to the mic. No one cares about our
if
dumb.
If nobody's listening, then you're talking to nobody.
Yeah, you're talking to a wall.
Everybody listens. This is the most famous comedy couple podcast.
It's not. That's what's so maddening.
So who
we're
do you
like
think?
Number four in the couples.
No.
Comedy podcast.
Who do you think that Jenna L? What's her name? What's her name? Jenna what?
Elfman.
Yeah. You think they have more listeners?
I don't consider them a comedy duo.
Okay. Tom Segura and Christine, they probably do because they've been doing it longer.
Then there's Take My Wife. Those
who the fuck
two?
Are they? I never even heard. The ones that were in Montreal this year?
Rhea Butcher and.
Were they in Montreal?
I can't remember the other one's name. What?
Were they in Montreal? Weren't
yes.
they the ones? That, we were in Montreal the year before. Big deal. We were before them.
Yeah, but they got a lot more attention.
No, we were the biggest podcast when we were in Montreal. We sold the most. We had the most tickets. We had the most people. Bigger than all of them. Bigger than Proops.
Oh
bigger
my God.
Than all of them.
It's like.
What?
I don't know. Is it denial? They are everywhere.
Who?
Those two, the Take My Wife girls, ladies, women.
Oh, they're two ladies?
Yes.
Oh, they're lesbians?
Oh, my God. Clickety click click. Boy, nothing gets past you, does it?
Oh, well, but that's
You're
a whole
just picking up on clues all over the place.
Well, that's
why nothing gets past this man. He's got the brain, the speed of a 747. It's insanity how fast this man can think.
Well, yeah.
Sir, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, of course, lesbians. They got their own following. They're lesbians. They got a gimmick. Who name a couple that's just male and female.
I thought being two comedians was the gimmick.
No.
You know,
male
now
and
it's
female.
Like, now you, that's not even a good enough gimmick, man.
I bet you, you know what? If Marilyn
wrote. Can you please just transgender? Transgender, and then we are gonna fucking soar to new heights, baby.
All right, am I supposed to interview you?
Do you have any? And I'm just I'm trying. Let's be delicate about this because I know it's a sensitive subject. But do you have any cross dressing desires at all?
Not at all.
You've never done it.
No, I'd rather be gay than that. I would never do that.
Okay, well, I didn't need to know that. Thank you.
I would be the ugliest girl on the planet.
Do you only like me because I'm manly? Is
yes.
that what is attracted to
But
you
I would
to
be the ugliest girl.
Like, if I was, like, girly and wore dresses all the time, would you hate me?
It depends what kind of girly you are. But I would be the ugliest gal in the world.
I'm
going to
wear a dress from now on, Raina, every single day for the rest of my life, just to upset Daddy.
Yeah, I think I'd be an ugly
Can you
girl.
Go away so we can talk privately about Daddy's cross-dressing without you being here?
Daddy's cross-dressing?
Daddy's transitioning into a woman.
And Mommy's going to be a man.
And I'm going to be a man. And we're going to get famous that way, Raina. You'll see.
Raina said I wasn't
and
famous.
And then you pretend you're a dog.
And she pretends I'm me?
And then, yes, and then Allie will dress her up as a baby.
So, all right, here's the deal.
Oh, everybody take a drink. Here's the deal with Sid. Time to take a drink. And then fall down on your head. I'm not good at, I did not learn any improv skills at UCB. I only learned how to avoid getting raped. Everything I ever learned at UCB had
well,
to do with
that guy, you know,
self-defense.
Sometimes things can be a blessing.
What?
For that comic, whatever his name is.
Now, the rapist?
Yeah. Now maybe.
The alleged rapist?
Now maybe he has to go out and try
he
to get.
He must just be like so happy like that the media just went completely the wrong direction. He's like, oh my God, this is amazing.
The what?
Like they went after, you know,
Kurt
and Amy and completely left him out of it.
Who's that broad? A little big in the butt. People use our pools that don't live here.
Let me tell you something. They're very, very strict, and it drives me bonkers.
This is the second time you've been driven bonkers in this podcast.
Is it? What else drives you bonkers?
I don't know, but you keep saying it. What am I doing, a fucking show with Kathleen Bates from Misery? Oh, boy.
Excuse me. Pardon me. I want to take video of them sleeping by the pool, because they do.
Who?
And then the other day,
who sleeps
it's
by the
like
pool?
The lifeguards. And the other day...
No, if they sleep by the pool, I would...
They'd completely given up. They were both... They weren't even wearing, like, bathing suits, and they were just on their phones.
Oh, I would have a... You don't think I would say something to them?
But why? They're like 16.
I don't give a fuck.
They're
in the lifeguards.
Hot, hot sun.
Well, that's the job that they have chosen for the summer. Lifeguards. Okay, I would fucking lay into them.
I know,
them.
But the thing
and
is,
I
you don't
before.
Need them. They're unimportant. What I would rather they did was clean the pool or the bathroom. But the parents are with the kids. It's like, I got my eye on my kid.
Yeah, but sometimes it doesn't matter. They're lifeguards. That's what they do. Do you know how to do mouth to mouth?
I did, of course.
You know how to do mouth to penis?
Oh, my goodness.
You know how to do mouth to mouth? No, you don't.
Raina, can you get your headphones on, please? Raina, I need that phone charged. So if you're not going out, put it away.
What is it? You know, we're not even doing a podcast. It's just like having our house mic'd.
I know, but like,
can we get into some serious stuff? Do you want to do the interview?
Okay. What?
You're a famous actress.
Oh, hi! Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Love
it's wonderful. I've been listening to your podcast for.
No, this is a radio show.
I mean, yes, no, you also have a podcast, I believe.
This is a podcast.
This is it. Yeah, I love it.
Now, growing up in Europe at your age.
I was born in Sweden, and I moved to Africa until I was 6 years old.
Why? Why did you go to Africa? Was your mom and dad freedom fighters?
They were AIDS preventionists, and then they realized... not going to happen. So they moved to England.
Yes.
Where
is that? Where
they
you
invested in some pretty good stock.
And that's where you schooled.
And that's where I went to Eton. And then I found act. I didn't want to be an actress, really. I wanted to be a marine biologist. And I
stumbled into it.
I was just standing at the ocean edge
in what do you call it? Binghamton?
In Liverpool.
There's no ocean in Liverpool.
In Wales.
Wales is another country.
Yes, I was holidaying in Wales and
in Brighton Beach in England. There's a nice water there in Brighton.
Oh, I've been there many, many times. Yes, we just go and
I think there is.
It's always too cold a bit, so we have our hoodies on and we just let our feet out of the car.
Okay, so you grew up and you wanted to be a marine biologist, and you were spotted by somebody in England or Wales?
Dave, I can't remember exactly, but I did a fish and chips commercial.
How old were you?
14 at the time.
And so...
A little older than that, because I was already in college, as I think I recall telling you.
You were in college?
For marine biology.
Where did you go to school? Where you going? Oxford?
Eton. Something I learned in crossword puzzles. This has got to be horrible for people listening.
No,
like, this is the worst.
This is a good interview. Improv. Hold on, I want to get to some serious questions on the interview. Our fans loved. They were looking forward to having you on.
Maybe they have fans, Sandy. He really thinks that the people want to listen to this garbage.
We got a laugh from the other room. No, people were waiting for you to come on. They're excited. I mean, you're a 2-time Oscar winner. So, I mean, this is
never
big.
Took a lesson. Isn't that fascinating, isn't it? I'm a people watcher. And that's how I learned to do my acting craft.
Were you ever intimidated working with any director?
No. Mm-mm. Not at all. No.
Who's your favorite director to work
I'm trying
with?
Trying to think of.
Who's your favorite director to work with?
So many of them, you know, so many.
Did you like one in particular?
I didn't like any one more than the other. They all had their strengths.
And their weaknesses?
No weaknesses from any of the people that I've ever worked with.
But you have a reputation of hard to get along with that on the set.
Nonsense.
Hard to get along
Bleat
with.
Nonsense. You know, as a woman, if you tell someone your idea in a high-pitched, screeching voice, they think you're a shrew or a diva. And if you're a man and you give your opinion within very solid, direct, low timber voice, they say, oh, he knows what he's doing. It makes no sense. Another thing I've learned, I have quite a reputation, as you know, and it's ill-founded, I believe. If a man sleeps with a lot of different women, he's considered a stud. Now, if a woman sleeps with a lot of different women, she's a lesbian. It's just not fair at all.
So, now, do you prefer working with Sean?
We can never let this go out. I just realized I can never let this go out into the world. No, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not good at this.
You're great.
No, I'm not, and I don't like doing it, and it's embarrassing, which is why I will personally never be an actor, because my God. My God.
You were good at it. You're good. Just one last question.
This is it. I've got to go. My publicist is waving me off. I'm so sorry. I would love to stay forever. I've got so many things.
Who did you prefer? Who did you enjoy
working
with?
Let's not go there. Let's not go there. Let's keep it on the positive.
Okay. Who do you enjoy working more with, Sean Connery or Roger Moore?
Do you think I'm old?
No. No,
I was playing a young person.
Yes, as the Dipsy Doodle. You were Dipsy Doodle in the Bond movies or something, right? Do you think I'm old?
I was just a baby. I was just a baby when Sean Connery held me in his arms for that one scene. Yes, I was in all the Bond movies from 1984 on, but as a baby.
So when you dated Mel Gibson, did you notice he was...
I was a child. Dare you. Do you not know any, like, modern day actors?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
When you... Now you were out and about with Zac Efron.
When I turned 18, I did have to sign a waiver that said I would at some point marry Tom Cruise. Yes. That is true.
Now... And didn't you date Christian Bale?
I don't know if I dated him so much as nursed him back to health. Can I please end?
Well, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. This is a wonderful time, and it's really a treat for me to be here.
You made me uncomfortable this whole time.
My accent changes, but it's because I've moved. I've lived in so many different places.
Well, thank you for coming.
Okay, that
you're gonna fall backwards.
I want to fall backwards and hit my head. I'm embarrassed by that performance.
Who are you laughing at, Raina? Yeah. See, that's what people are doing at home. They're laughing.
No, they're not.
If a 9-year-old,
they're going like this. Click.
If a 9-year-old's laughing, then people that get comedy are laughing.
I'm great. I'm like so good with 9-year-olds, and they're definitely the hardest audience.
Oh, this anxiety is killing me.
Are we? How much more time?
We're only at 27 minutes. We only have 20 more minutes to go.
Okay. What is going on in our...
Yes. You want to be interviewed?
Oh, God. This is the worst part. This isn't what I signed up for.
It's got to be real.
Yes, it was.
Rena, you can't be funny. You can't be like a little... You got to answer like real, okay?
Oh, God. Here comes the British accent.
No. Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast. Thank you for coming in.
Yes.
You're supposed to say thank you for having me. Do I got to do both sides of it?
Yes.
Now.
Aren't they at the pool yet?
Come see. Let me see.
No, you're going to watch the wires.
brother. Gotta watch, you're telling your daughter to watch The Wire? All right. She's a little young, don't you think? That's a pun, folks. This is the worst podcast we've ever
it's
done.
The best one.
No, I've got to shut it down. Please, I'll do it over.
No.
I promise you.
It's not bad. I promise.
Do it so good.
It's not bad. Come here, Raina.
No.
They're there.
We'll do a 2-minute interview.
Give me the
interview.
Phone.
Do a 2-minute
no,
interview.
No, you're going to walk around by yourself and then come to the fence and wave.
Okay.
You're fine.
You want me to take her?
No.
And you'll keep going
no.
on your...
No. No. She's good to go. Watch.
Now the dog is left on the couch by itself. Look at that little mutt. Let her. She'll stay there. Let her. She'll come down or jump. All right. Let's get serious now. For real. What do we have to talk about? What's going on?
I don't know. Summer's almost over. What's happening with our... This is what we need to talk about. What's happening with our relationship?
What?
Do you think I'm going to cheat?
No. No.
You just said that. You said this
it's
is...
It's not cheating. I think you're ready for an affair. Like
oh, that's not cheating?
You. No, not when you get into an affair. It's like being kept.
Wait, I'm allowed to do that?
No. Oh. See? Ah, tester. 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 See, and you got excited.
I didn't know I was allowed.
You're allowed to do whatever you want in life. I don't control people. I'm not
a
god.
Oh, my God. I was thinking about that the other day. That is the toughest part of marriage, is that you can't control the other person.
Well, I know, but you shouldn't try. That's a god complex when you try to control.
No, it's like you want them to live. You do it all the time. You're so angry anytime people aren't exactly... Like, if I don't go the route that you would want to go.
That's not true.
It's 100% true. You're always like, park there. You're constantly telling.
I'm trying to help.
You should get this. Yeah, you call it trying to help, but it's really controlling.
No.
Yes. I'm controlling too.
You're more controlling. The things you do and say, like, I'll make a sandwich on a paper towel.
I see her there, even though she forgot to come up to the fence.
I'll make a sandwich on a paper towel. You know, I'll take a paper towel and I'll make my little sandwich and eat it over the paper towel. This way, I don't waste a plate. Plus,
don't
I got to
waste a plate.
Yeah.
You're wasting a tree.
You're wasting water, energy.
I actually don't care about that. But I just, why don't you just do it?
My
just
paper doesn't come from trees. I use recycled paper.
Do you?
Remember those last rolls I got, how hard they were?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
The last rolls.
Those last paper towels.
Oh, yeah. You got bad paper towels.
What are you doing?
She's whining.
Well, she knows how to get down on her own.
Well, she's not doing that.
I gotta lay down.
This is the worst. Don't tell your friends about this one. That's what we should call it. Don't tell your friends. Give them a different one to listen to if you're trying to get people interested. Not this. This isn't for first timers. This one's for people who are in it hardcore, that understand what's happening right now.
Hardcore? Like who? Like who's in it hardcore?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Playing in the shadows.
Who do we have on
He's
radio
in it
tonight?
Hardcore.
Who do we have on radio?
Oh, I have to plug a. Okay, I'm doing this show in New York. It's a Saturday, and it's at 6 p.m. So just come. It's like, I don't want to be embarrassed that no one showed up.
Who hired you?
I gotta find out. I don't know. Some guy.
Is it an all-girl show?
I told him not to bill it like that.
Is that what it is? I can't believe...
I'm going to sell some books after.
You don't have any books.
It's Saturday, September 17th, 6 p.m.
It's a little early to plug Saturday, September
17th. I don't care. I'm going to start plugging it every single time. Saturday, 6 p.m. I have no idea how much tickets are.
Where is it at?
It's at the Cornelia Street Cafe. So,
is that where they came up with a bottle of red? A bottle of...
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Billy Joel song? Is that the cafe?
Do you don't know anybody in this century, do you? You just really don't. There's not one time you've used any kind of... I'm not the best at it either. I'm just saying, like, you're really bad at it. You don't know anything that's going on right now.
You know one thing I feel bad that I haven't done? I haven't gone to the pool that much this year and let the ladies see me.
Aww.
Because you know how excited people get
they
when
get
I
get so excited to see you out there. You should go out there right now with me and just hang out with Renee. Just like you guys hang out.
I'm going to take a nap. I should take nap at the pool, though.
Nap at the pool.
Get a suntan. Wear my tank top.
Yeah, you need a little color. That's a lot.
I always put sunblock on everywhere.
You're as dark as can be.
You think I got tan now?
Oh, my God, Rich. Look at. I'm tanned. And look at my skin compared to yours.
That's not tan. I put sunblock on every day.
Well,
I
you're
play golf.
Very olive-y.
I thought you were going to make pizzas. You're going to go to the pool and make pizzas.
No, I'm not going to the pool.
You just said with Renee.
No, I said you go.
I'm not going.
What? Then nobody needs to go. She's fine. She's hanging out.
What else? What's
oh
going
my God!
On?
What's going on with our relationship?
I think we're in love, and I think we're soulmates.
Is there any problems that you need to discuss?
I can't see any as of lately. I think things are pretty good. We've both been chipping in as much as we can.
You won't use a plate.
Yeah, but there's a reason.
It really drives me nuts, and also it drives me nuts.
I use a plate if I was having plate food, but if I'm making a little round sandwich and I can put on a paper towel. And
you just get crumbs everywhere.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
No different than a plate.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
You're wrong. I don't get crumbs.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I don't get crumbs.
Yes, you do.
I don't get crumbs. What's wrong with you? I know how to handle a sandwich on a paper towel. And this way, when I'm done, I wipe my face. I throw it out. I use a paper towel.
Where do the crumbs go when you wipe your face? All over the counter.
No, because I crumple it together with the crumbs in it, and then I wipe my face with it.
With the outside?
Yeah, and the crumbs are on the inside.
That good?
Yes. I thought I crumbling the paper towel. Yeah, I'm pretty good at it. I've been doing it for a while.
Yes, like it's an Olympic sport.
Oh, talk about the Olympics. They're over. Did you enjoy the Olympics?
Oh, my God.
I was listening to...
Nobody's ever said that. Talk about the Olympics. That's done. This is a fast news cycle, man. You're not taking a phone call.
I know. I'm supposed to do a podcast later in New York, but I told him I'll do it over the phone as we're driving in. You know, it's on some podcast on recovery or something. But I don't have time to go to studios and do that. You do that kind of stuff. I can't do it. I can't do it. Because we leave here, we go to New York, do the radio show. I have two shows at the Stand tonight. Are you anywhere tonight?
Yeah, the Stand.
You have a show?
Right after. I have to leave. It's right before your show. Yours is at 9:30, right?
Yeah. So, then Roast Battle.
We're doing Roast Battle?
You're not.
Oh. Well, why would I want to go fucking hang out there for 2 hours?
Well,
you
don't
ask
them. And it doesn't take 2 hours, it's an hour.
Well, why wouldn't you just say then? Like,
I wasn't paying attention.
Well, you know I'm going to be with you. Okay, fine.
Well,
I don't care.
They're going to put you on it anyhow.
Yeah, but it's like, whatever.
Andy Letterman's on it. Big J. Who are the judges tonight?
Yeah, so they're not going to put me on it. They already have their girl.
Why don't you battle?
Fucking battle you.
This roast battling around the country. It's too much. Like, I'm supposed to do one in Philly, host it, but they battle. Oh, they do it. Wait, how is it? That's not a roast battle. It's a open mic and people text behind them. I don't know. It's some weird show. It's something weird. I have no idea. I have no idea anymore of what's going on in this business. I'm just worried about my thyroid. That's all I'm worried about.
And making sure your gum is complete.
Complete what?
Stop playing with it like it's Play-Doh. It's disgusting.
What kind of pizzas are you going to make?
I'm not doing that on the podcast. No. Come on. Let's.
Oh, do you do this on Facebook? Watch those recipes?
Occasionally.
So do I.
Sometimes with meat. I'm not even going to make it.
But didn't you say you were in a building where they do all those, where they film all
they
those?
They said they did them there, yeah.
There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Just ridiculous. There was one with candy corn last night. They melted candy corn and put all this. Like, they're just coming up with recipes out of nowhere. They're making them up as they go along, I think. And I sit and watch them. That's pretty fucking sad. pretty sad to watch recipes on Facebook. What else did I see recently that was pretty good?
Well, this is
what? Maybe we didn't have anything.
I
to
know
tell
you guys have been waiting for us to come up with a new thing for our show, and we found it. It's Things Rich Looked At on Facebook. Candy corn recipe number 2.
What? Oh, what was a good recipe? Oh, there's a thing that we
could buy. You also like to see people fighting at
I watch all the
fast food restaurants, right?
Yeah,
do you just Google fast food restaurant fights?
No, I just fights in general. And there's a thing we should buy. You can make eggs on a stick. You pour it into this thing, and it's like a popsicle egg on a stick, and it cooks your egg in there. Like you scramble it, drop it in, and you cook your egg. Did you see that on Facebook?
No, I have no. I can't even imagine. My brain can't wrap around what you're talking about.
Well, it comes out like a round, long tube, the egg. It's cooked like a round, long tube, and you pull it out on a stick. And then you can...
Ugh.
You don't like that? Mm-mm. Well, why don't you talk about how selfish you were the other day when you made me poach eggs?
I didn't realize, even though you're right, when I think back on it, I never saw you eat a poached egg.
I always grossed out at you eating them.
I always thought it was because they weren't cooked enough. I thought if you cooked it enough, it wasn't runny, you would like it. So that's what I was doing. I was making you a medium to hard poached egg.
No.
And then he came up. I made him this beautiful breakfast, and he was like, I don't eat poached eggs. How can you not know that? It's like, Jesus.
Well, I used to when I was
take
a kid.
Easy.
When I was a kid, my mom used to make
it. He doesn't like poached eggs either, Sandy. You see, I'm not so crazy. They're gross. It's all that runniness. Yuck.
Well, this is how my mom used to make them. Medium to well, and take bits of toast and break it up and put it in with the eggs and mix it around. And I used to eat it like that in a cup.
Guess what happened right now?
What?
I didn't retain any of that.
Well, thank God.
Because it was like that fucking boring.
Yeah?
Like, you really? Can't. So, childhood stories with Rich Voss. I had an egg that took strips and dipped it in. My mama made them for me. My good old mama.
Well, how could you retain it with all that water?
Huh?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
I said, you said I didn't retain any of that. I said, how could you retain it with all that water?
I don't get it.
People retain water.
Oh my God, don't say it like it was the greatest joke ever written. People retain water. How can you not get this? Oh my God, it tracks perfectly.
So you're doing a TV show tomorrow?
I'm doing Comedy Knockout tomorrow. Stop rolling your gum. What is wrong with you? Please, God.
All right, go ahead.
You're like when you were eating before, and I was like, use a plate, and then I go, Rich, and you turned around. It was all over your face,
no, wasn't
dripping down. Your mouth was open. You're like, what? I don't get crumbs anywhere.
You fucking exaggerate so much. It's people. You paint the wrong pictures. That's the problem. You see on Facebook the guy that painted all that stuff.
Number 3. It's a week in Facebook with Rich Voss.
What if somebody listens to this podcast? They're going, "Hey."
What if, like, they listen to this for? As I always
no,
think,
they,
like,
based on giving us a TV
please,
show.
Please, God, don't. No, there's no. No one's gonna give us a TV show. They're gonna be like, get them out of show business.
Get them out.
Yes, like, dirty bomb those motherfuckers. You know, it's.
Oh,
it's,
how about that boring movie last night? Oh, are you people watching?
Are you people?
How about the show we've been watching on HBO? How good is that one? What's it called? The Night Before?
The Night Of.
The Night Of? How fucking good is that? Fucking the guy that played Omar is good in everything he does. He's good in everything.
This has been an HBO show review with Richard Voss. He's good in everything. Thank you, Rich, for your insightful views on The Night Before. I mean, The Night Of.
What's it called?
The Night Of.
How good is it? How much do you like
it? Is that your review? That's the review, just asking questions to people. How good is it? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, is it like a 5 or a 9? You know what I'm saying?
I
mean, is this good? Is that guy good, Omar from The Wire? Is he good?
I don't know his real name.
Is he good in everything?
Well, he plays the same thuggy character.
Does he play the same thuggy character in everything?
But he's great.
Is it great?
I love it.
The movie reviewer who only asks questions, it's Richard Vaughn.
Didn't we watch a movie last night with Daniel Radcliffe?
Yes. Which I can't believe every single other character in the movie didn't just keep going like, why are you so short? Why didn't they hire short actors at least? It was like he was supposed to be like infiltrating the Ku Klux Klan.
Just white supremacists in general. Oh. And
he was kind of playing a tough guy, but he was so like, literally like, it would be equally...
I think after Harry...
It would be less weird if that part had been played by the guy from Game of Thrones. Do you know what I'm talking about? It would have been less weird. It would have been more believable.
I think...
But this was just like a child.
After Harry Potter...
It's like they cast a 12-year-old in that part.
After Harry Potter, he should have just quit. He probably made trillions of dollars from that. Right?
Yeah.
And
it's not like he's a bad actor or anything, and I feel bad saying it, but it's like I can't believe every single person that was talking to him wasn't like, how tall are you? Like,
they were all so big.
Are you over 5 feet? You're not over 5 feet, are you?
They casted the biggest people on the planet next to him.
No, it appeared they were all 5'5".
Oh, fuck,
five
it's already 3 o'clock. Let's wrap this up.
Oh my God. Well, sorry about that. The movie was called We Gotta Get Out of Here. Woo. It's been a whirlwind, this podcast. It's like all you did all podcast was go, it's 3 o'clock. We gotta go.
I gotta get out of here. I'm tired. I gotta take a nap.
You the cutest.
I want a pizza. Yes. I want you to make pizza. I gotta take a shower. We gotta leave at 4:30. I gotta take my afternoon poo. I got a lot of stuff to do.
You're taking two a day now?
I always take two a day.
Oh, okay. All right,
anyhow,
people. Thanks. Remember,
this weekend,
September 17th.
Yeah.
At the Cornelius Street Cafe.
Go behind the wall.
6 p.m.
Also, if you're buying on Amazon, amazon.richvoss.com. Also, this week, Thursday through Sunday, Omaha Funny Bone. I'm going to be a lot. I'm so much funnier on stage than I am on the podcast.
Oh, I would hope so. You're not funny on the podcast at all.
Are you crazy? There's so
no,
many times I was funny.
I swear to God.
How about today when I said retaining water?
Okay, that's my point. Exactly.
You're saying I'm not funny on the podcast ever?
Not intentionally. No, never. No.
Because I
that's not what you don't want to. You don't want to give it away.
I steer the ship.
The stuff behind the wall, you'll be funny because you know people are paying for that. But this shit, no way.
I steer. I'm tired, man. Amazon. If you're gonna buy on Amazon, go to amazon.richvoss.com. We gotta go, bud.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.